Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Praise the Lord. I greet you in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Apostle Deborah Deans. We are so excited and delighted that you've chosen to worship with us today. And we extend a warm welcome to you. We believe that the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry is not just another church. We, along with our staff members and partners, are committed to ministering to the whole person, spiritually, physically, emotionally, now. Through the grace and provision of God, we are able to offer a wide variety of services and programs. But right now, we're just so delighted that you've chosen to worship with us today. It's not by happen chance that you're on this radio broadcast on today. We're going to get ready to open up today. I call our worship to order today. We're going to go right ahead on with our devotion. We're going to get our devotion service started on today. We thank and praise God that you could be in the midst. And we just inviting you now to clap your hands. Just let your hair down if you want to. We just want to welcome you and greet you and let you know that at the End Time Men and Women of War, Global Ministries, that you can come right in and let your hair down, clap your hands, stomp your feet, shout if you want to, if the Holy Ghost leads you to. We are the same, and we are here to lift up the name of Jesus on this 24th day of April in 2016. We just give God all the praise today. He is an awesome, mighty, mighty, mighty God. So we going to get ready to call our worship to order now, and we're going to start with our devotion service on today. We're going to have a scripture and a prayer. Amen. Oh, Lord, my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. Let he tear my soul, lest he tear my soul like a lion rending in pieces. While there is none to deliver, O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be any iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, amen, amen. We're going to get ready now to go into our devotion service right now. We just want to thank and praise God for everyone that's listening to our radio broadcast on today out in radio land. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise, and I know I'm moving a little fast, but it's all right because I'm excited about the worship service. I'm excited about the word of God today, and I just give God praise and glory on this day. So we're going to call our prophetess, Sattler, Lakelia Sattler, on today to do the devotion service on today. You that are in radio land, I just want to advise you and invite you to join us at 323-642-1493. You will really enjoy the service on today. Amen. Prophetess Sattler.
Amen. Amen. For this amen. Is the day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good afternoon, amen. Apostle, and to the entire End Time Men and Women of War and amen. Radio Land. Amen.
Amen.
Our scripture reading will be coming from James, the first chapter, starting at verse 2.
Amen.
Brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this,
amen,
that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Any
amen.
Of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men liberally, and upbraid it not, and ye shall be given him. But let him ask in
amen.
Faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavered is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let
right.
not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. I have read you
right.
James, the first chapter, verses 2 down through 8. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Yes.
Let us pray.
Thank you.
Most gracious
Thank
and
Lord.
Everlasting Father God, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, O God, we come, O God, as humble as we know how, O God, just thanking
yes,
you,
Lord.
O God, for this day, O God, for this is the day that you
yes,
made,
Lord.
O God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. O God, we
yes,
pray right
Lord.
Now, O God, that you forgive us of all of our sins, O God.
Yes,
Father God,
Lord.
Clean us up, O God, for your glory, O God.
Yes,
Father God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we ask that you wash our hearts today, oh God.
Yes,
we ask that
Lord,
you wash
Jesus.
Our minds in the name of
yes,
Jesus, oh
Lord.
God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you create in us a clean
Jesus.
Heart, oh God, and renew
yes,
a right spirit within us, oh God, that we
yes.
might be the servants, oh God, that you're calling for us to be, oh God.
Yes,
now,
Lord,
Father
Jesus.
God, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that your Holy Spirit, oh God, begin to penetrate
yes.
the airwaves in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord,
that your anointing fall, oh God, like never
yes,
before, oh God.
Lord.
Father God, we ask
Thank
right
you,
now
Jesus.
That your word go forth, oh God, with
yes,
boldness,
Lord.
Oh God,
Thank
with
you,
power,
Hallelujah.
Oh God, with confirmation,
yes,
oh God,
Lord.
With
Hallelujah.
Confirmation in the name of Jesus,
yes,
oh God. We
Lord.
Ask,
in the
oh
name
God,
of
that you
Jesus.
Will have to
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, oh God.
Yes,
oh God,
Lord, in the name
word,
of
oh
Jesus.
God. Father God, to bless
yes.
us on this day, oh God. Father God,
yes,
to show
Lord.
Us
Hallelujah.
Thing, oh God. And we got some
yes,
here for
Lord.
Another
Thank
thing,
you.
Oh God. For God,
yes,
you know
Lord.
All things, oh God. You sit high and
yes,
you look, Lord,
Hallelujah.
God. And we just ask, oh God, that
yes,
you bless
Lord.
Us, oh God, today with the desires
yes,
of our heart, oh God. Bless us
Thank
today
you,
with
Jesus.
Wisdom, oh God, in the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God. Oh God, we
Hallelujah.
Just want more of you, oh God, in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
Oh God. We ask
in
that you bless
name
this
Jesus.
Day, oh God. Hallelujah. Let
yes,
someone
Hallelujah.
Tell me what must I do to be saved in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord,
oh God.
Jesus.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Leave the way that we came,
yes,
oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, we
Hallelujah.
Just want more of you, oh God, in the name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We pray and we ask it all.
Thank
Everyone
you,
say amen, amen, hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank Prophet Lakelia Sattler for that awesome devotion service. I tell you, devotion service. I give God praise and glory this morning for it and this evening. And I just thank and praise God today. God is such a good God, and he is so worthy to be praised. I give him all the praise and glory on today. Awesome prayer, Prophetess Sattler. We want to go right on with our testimony of service now. I was trying to wait for Prophetess Brown, but nevertheless, we got to go right on by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to open up our testimony of service today. Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Jesus is on the main line, telling what you want. Or you just call him up and tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. If you want your body healed, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Hallelujah. Jesus is on the main line, and we just need to tell him what we want, and he'll do it for us. Hallelujah. I just want to testify, be the first one to testify on today. Father, I just thank the Lord today because he's been good. He watched over us all night long last night and early this morning. He shook me and woke me up with a finger of love. I give God all the praise today. He didn't have to do that. I didn't get any calls last night of bad news. I thank and praise God for that on today. I thank God that when he woke me up this morning and he started me on my way with all the activities of my limbs in my right mind, I just thank God. He didn't have to do that today. But I'm so glad. I'm just so glad about it, how good God is. I'm glad that he woke me up. And when he woke me up, I was in my right mind, and I could move around and sing and pray and praise and see people and hear. And I got a mouth to praise God when I'm grateful today. I thank God that my children and my family is doing well, good and well. I just thank and praise God today for that. I give him all the praise and glory, too, for that. Just that, hallelujah, with the egg in the refrigerator and the bread in the bread box, I give God praise for today. He didn't have to do it, and I thank him for it on today. So I'm just opening up the testimonial line and service for you to just testify how good God is. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Is there one? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Oh, if you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you want the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Will that be another? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give God praise on today. We give him praise. You know, God is just so good. I just, you know, I can sit here and testify by myself all day because he's done just so much for me. He's done so many things for me, and I give God all the praise and glory on today. I don't know, you know, if it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? If it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, what would I be doing right now? I thank and praise God for that today. I give God praise and glory and honor today because I could be dead sleeping in my grave. You know, I could be on the corner, prostitute. I could be selling crack somewhere to somebody, messing somebody's life up. So I thank and praise God on today. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Glory is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Father. We thank you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if there's not any more testimonies today, we're going to go right on into our praise and worship. Hallelujah. We just thank everyone for the testimonies today and for our the ones that want to testify today. And you that's in radio land, you can call right in if you feel like talking or for the Lord or testifying for the Lord at area code 323-642-1493. Amen. I thank and praise God for that testimony of service. You know, it's always good. When I wake up in the morning, he's on my mind. When I lay down at night, he's on my mind. Because I know if it weren't for him, he could just snatch breath from us right there. He can just snatch our breath right there. But I thank and praise God he give us chance after chance after chance after chance. That's how God is. That's what he does. And I'm so grateful today because I'm nobody, but in Christ, I'm somebody. With Christ, I'm somebody. But without him, I ain't nothing. And never will be nothing without Christ. Can't move without him. Can't think without him. Can't talk. Can't walk. Can't do nothing without God. And I just thank God on today. Hallelujah. We're going to go into our praise and worship service. And I don't know what we're going to sing today. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine. Love is mine. Love is mine. Love today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Love today is mine. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's power, 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 wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory. What a mighty God we serve. I've missed some songs up all together, but all we want to do is praise the Lord. That's all I want to do is praise God, give him the glory for whatever I'm doing for the Lord. And believe me, I'm so encouraged today because I can see what God is doing. I can see where God is going, and I thank and praise God. I don't know what you come to do, but I came to praise his name. You know, I came to praise God on today. I didn't come to sit around and mess around and just bag up and stuff. I came to praise the Lord. I don't know about nobody else, but I came to give God some glory today. I came to lift up the name of Jesus today. I'm on this radio broadcast to lift him up. Hallelujah. To exalt his name. Hallelujah. I thank him today for his anointing. I give God praise and glory every day of my life. Hallelujah. I thank and praise him that he give me breath and he give me a mouth so I can praise him with him. Oh, yes, and if I couldn't do that, I just wave my hand because he's a God, a good God, a good shepherd, the great shepherd, and I give him praise on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come this far by faith, hallelujah, leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. Hallelujah. We never fail me yet. I'm singing, oh, oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith. We come this far by faith. Hallelujah. Leaning on the Lord, trusting in his holy word. Hallelujah. He never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Just the other day, I heard a man say that he did not believe in God's word. But I can truly say that the Lord has made a way, and he never failed me yet. I'm singing, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. We definitely, hallelujah, come this far by faith. I am so grateful, hallelujah, hallelujah, that we can come by faith. Hallelujah. We can't come no other way. If we don't have faith, it's impossible to please God. Hallelujah. You got to have some faith, huh? Glory to God. I just thank and praise God today for the faith. He said just a mustard seed size faith. Yes, hallelujah. Just a little bitty faith that God is seeing your spirit. If you got that faith, you can come to God. But if you don't have no faith, you got to try to get your faith, because it's impossible to please God if you don't have no faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I guess we'll get ready to go into the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank and God, praise God for the praise and worship. I come just singing to the Lord. I know I'm not a songstress at all, but I sing to God. I don't have to sing to nobody else, but I do sing to him. So, and I'm so grateful today. But we're going to get ready to go into the word of God. We're going to just, I'm going to pray, and we're going to see what the Lord has to say today. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come asking you right now to forgive me for every and all sins that I've committed against you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All of them, Father. I ask your forgiveness. I repent. Father, I ask you right now to search my heart, my mind, and my spirit. If there is anything in there that should not be, Father, I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to create in me a clean heart, Father. Renewing me a right spirit and a sound mind, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come before your throne room today, asking you to bind the strong man up today, Lord. Bind him up right now in every evil work, every evil thought, every negative word. I ask you to bind it and send it back to where it come from and to the pits of hell, in the name of Jesus. Father, I surrender myself over to you, Lord. Let your will be done in my life. I ask you to allow me to lay down my will and surrender and decrease, that the Holy Ghost may teach your people and preach to your people today. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just give you all the praise. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen, and thank God. Amen. Amen. Today, we're going to be coming from 1 Timothy today. 1 Timothy, and it's almost like a teaching, but we need to know this because it's a warning. It's a warning. This is a warning. 1 Timothy chapter 4, starting at the first verse. It reads as follows. I'm going to read the first two verses where I'm coming from. It says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall to depart from the faith, giving heed to the seducing spirit and doctrines of devils, speaking lies, hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron." We're talking about a warning. See, we got to walk the walk and talk the talk. God called us as preachers, ministers unto him. We got to walk the walk, and he got to teach us. This is a warning of what's going to happen in the latter time. "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly." See, right here, Paul especially marked this as a revelation or a prophecy for the latter days or the latter times. This is a prophecy, a warning to us from the Holy Ghost, because we need to know about the apostate churches. Apostate means a great falling away. It's warning us that in the last days, people are going to leave the churches. And I'm just not talking about going to the church and coming back home. I'm not talking about that. They're going to leave the faith. Their faith is going to turn toward another God, and it won't be Jesus Christ. In the latter day, they're going to leave the faith. And I know in the latter times, it's going to be so many things happening in that time. And if you're not rooted and grounded in the Lord, you're going to go. Because they're going to be doing some of everything. And you're going to find that it's going to be easier, you think it is, to leave the faith or give Jesus Christ up, then to go through all of what you're going to have to go through if they ask you the things that's going to be happening. Because these people in the latter times hate Jesus. See, they hate him. And they're not going to care. They're going to ask you who you're going to be with, what side you're going to be on, what you're going to do. You know, even in the building, in the church building, the leaders are going to change. They're going to change. They're going to be, because when they come in these churches, they're going to want to know what's being said or what's being done, and these pastors are going to change. I'm telling you. The danger of apostate, that some will depart. That's apostate. It's a danger. An apostate, danger of deception, deceiving spirits, because people deceive us all the time. I'm telling you, they will deceive you so quick, and they'll look just like a lamb, but it's a wolf in sheep clothing. Deceptiveness. We have to be very, very careful of it, because that's how they come. They come like some light, but honey, they dark in their spirit, in their soul, but they come with a light, deceptiveness, telling you this and telling you that. The danger of apostates, when they fall away, when they depart, the danger of deceiving spirit, that ain't nothing but the enemy is trying to deceive the children of God. But we got to know. This is what I'm telling you. You got to study to show yourself approved. You got to pray and ask God for more discernment. You got to be able to look at somebody and know when they have a deceiving spirit. You can listen to them talk. You can see what they saying. And God will tell you, and he will show you the danger of false teaching. That's the doctrine of demons, false teaching, the doctrines of devils. There's been, Paul wrote in Timothy about the latter times, but he did not misunderstand his time. History is not, and has not been rushing toward a distance brink that would end the current order. I'm just reading a little bit of this history, even in apostolic times. History have reached the brink and has run parable since, as it turns out, the latter times describes a broad era, not a couple of years. Some will depart from the faith. We know some going to depart from the faith, and they've already started going because they feel like this is what they're saying. They feel like they can be protected if they go to another religion. Just like I was talking to the ministry, the church the other day on the radio when I was telling them about Prince. And, yeah, Prince is a legend and all of this. But Prince is a Jehovah's Witness. Prince does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He just feel like he's some other kind of prophet. And when you die outside of Christ, we know where you're going. We know where you're going if you die outside of Christ, because he's the only door, the only way you can get in. You got to go straight through the door. All that stuff he did, all them records he made, all this he did and all this charity won't get him into heaven. The only thing going to get him there is to accept Jesus Christ for his Lord and Savior. And if you don't do that, you out of there. I'm telling you, you got to accept. That's the only door that you can go through to get to him. And they were saying it on TV like it wasn't nothing. Oh, he's a Jehovah's Witness. Okay, it's a lot of them. But the word of God says that you got to believe in Jesus and accept Jesus. Not only believe him, you got to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Know that he died for your sins and God raised him up. And if you don't, some will depart from the faith because of the danger of the latter times. I know that. If Timothy were to remain a faithful minister to God's people, he must keep a dead reckoning of the truth. And what he's saying by that is, you can't go around telling them, if you're going to depart, you're not going to tell them the truth. But if you're going to stay with God, you got to give them the truth. That's what's most popular and important today is the truth. I'd rather tell you the truth than a lie. I'm telling you, a lie will die out, but the truth will forever stand. And God hates a liar. God hate a liar. He said a liar will not tarry in the kingdom of God. So if you lying about anything, I know so many people, and I ain't judging nobody because I done lied too many times. But I know so many people that keep doing it, and over and over, and over and over. You can repent, and you lie the next few minutes. God give us chance after chance, but he hates a liar. You better hurry up and repent when you lie. You better run and repent, because he hate a liar. And he said a liar will not tarry. And that's what these preachers and stuff, because they don't know the truth. See, a lot of them don't know the truth. And they just feel like what they learned when they was a kid is still going on today, but that's not true. Because when you know it and read it and learn it for yourself, it's a difference. Because our parents and grandparents only taught us what they knew. And if you go back to the generations, most of them couldn't read. And so they relied on the Holy Ghost and them. And a lot of that stuff they carried on for generations and generations. And we feel like, okay, mama said it was right, and so it's right. But you got to go to the Word of God. You must learn for yourself. You must study to show yourself approved unto God. You got to know the truth so you can tell somebody the truth, because every lie you tell and it makes somebody stumble, it's blood is on your hands. You can't tell them wrong. You got to learn what's right and know it in your heart that it's right. Got to do that. A man may hold all the truths of Christianity and yet render them of more effect by holding other doctrines which counteract their influences, or he may apostatize by denying some essential doctrine. Sometimes we know the truth, but we want to tell somebody something good. It's something that you think that they're going to believe. Other stuff that you don't think they're going to believe, you ain't going to say it because you feel like it ain't, you know, that don't sound right. So I ain't going to say that. But if you read it with your own eyes, you better tell the truth. You got to. God said it, and God's going to hold you accountable for it. It's going to be a great apostasy, great falling away. It's going to be that. Believe me. And you got to be ready and know, and you can see it with your own eyes. People going to start leaving the faith, not just the church, the faith of Jesus Christ. They're going to leave it. And they're going to go Muslim. They're going to go Jehovah's Witness. They're going to go this. And they're going to Buddha and all this kind of stuff. But believe me, God is God's heavenly secretary is taking notes. He's writing it down. And when you go before him, and when you go before the Lord for your judgment, look out, because you're going to be judged. You are going to be judged, each one of us, for if it's good or bad, we're going to be judged. Whether we right or wrong, we're going to be judged. And I thank and praise God today that we're finding out the truth, because the truth will set you free. It will set you free. You can lie forever and ever and ever. Seducing spirit. You know, Satan started this stuff in Genesis chapter 3. When he used the serpent to deceive Eve. But even before then, God kicked Lucifer out of heaven because he wanted to be like God. He wanted to be God. He kicked him out of heaven. And so when he renovated the earth after he kicked Lucifer out of heaven, he renovated that. It wasn't nothing left here but that demon. And so when he made man, Adam and Eve, he was here. Now, we don't know how long, hallelujah, that Satan had been talking to Eve. But I do know that he'd been talking to Eve a long time to get her to go eat off of the tree that God told her not to. Seducing, deceiving spirit. It was here then, and it's still here now. He's still using the same tactics then. He's still using them now. He don't change. We change. He don't change. He still uses the same old stuff. Deceiving, lying, falsehood, false doctrine, false hope, all that kind of stuff. He's still using it. And we still falling in the same trap. But believe me, it's going to be a great falling away. When God takes the church from here, it's going to be something when I tell you. That's the first resurrection. And all kind of mess going to come after that. But I'm telling you now that we serve a good God. We serve a mighty God. And we have to know for ourselves that God loves us and that we got to trust his word and we got to believe in the word of God and we have to stop lying. We got to practice because I know some people live on lies. They live on all kind of lies. Every day of their life, they wake up lying, go to bed lying about simple stuff they don't even have to lie about. But I tell you one thing, God is taking note. He's looking at us. Hallelujah. And we got to give him kind of everything we do. So this is a warning for the Christian people, the believers. There's going to be a great falling away because we're being deceived. We're being deceived. False doctrine. We're being taught wrong. Everything. I'm telling you, we're learning out of the book of Daniel now. We've been through Revelation. I see so much in Daniel now. Hallelujah. And it's coming to pass right before our eyes, right now. Hallelujah. Right now. We got to get ourselves together, I tell you, because God ain't going to wait on us. We got to get ourselves together. Hallelujah. You see, because he's given us the road now. He's given us direction. He's given us a way out. And we got to know, hallelujah, that this is the way, the truth, and the life. The word of God. Sharper than any two-edged sword. And on top of all of that, he sent his only begotten son to redeem us back. We messed up so bad. But he sent Jesus, hallelujah, down here, wrapped in human flesh for us. He didn't have to do that. And he did. And I thank him today. When I tell you we need to pray every day for wisdom and knowledge, divine wisdom and knowledge, so God can teach us, the Holy Ghost can teach us the things that we need to know. Don't you budge and do nothing. Practice it. Don't do nothing without consulting with the Holy Spirit and God. I talk to him just like I be talking to my husband upstairs. What you want me to do now? How you want me to do this? You want me to do that? I talked to him like that so much. My husband hollered upstairs the other day. He said, who are you talking to? God, the Holy Ghost. Ain't nobody else up here. I'm talking to him because I want to consult with him before I do anything. before I make any kind of move. I want him to tell me what to do. We got to. We got to start that. If you're not started, start it. And see, don't he lead you in the way that you should go. God is a God just like that. He wants us to call on his name. He wants us to ask him. He wants us to consult him before we do anything. So he sent his son down here. Hallelujah. Wrapped in human flesh. They beat him. They took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. Hallelujah. Because we messed up so bad. He had to come and redeem us back to the Lord because the Father had written us off. But he said, I'm going to give them one more chance. Hallelujah. I'm going to give them one more chance to get it right. I'm going to send my only begotten son down. Hallelujah. So that he can die for their sins. So I give him up for their sins. Hallelujah. And he came and they abused him and took him from judgment hall to judgment hall. Hallelujah. They whooped him and beat him all night long. And they whooped lashes on his back all night for every disease. Hallelujah. They beat him for nothing. They pour hair out of his face. Hallelujah. They put a crown of thorns on his head. In the name of Jesus. They pierced him in his side and blood and water, Lord. Hallelujah. Come streaming out. In the name of Jesus. But Jesus, he stood right there. In the name of Jesus, he didn't say a mumbly word. He stood right there, and he took everything that they did to him. And when they got through with him, he said, Father, 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 forgive them, Lord, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, he hung right there between two thieves. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. And he died right there on that old rugged cross. They nailed nails in his hands and nails in his feet. He died right there. He could have came down and saved himself, but he didn't. He stayed right there for me and you. And you and you, I'm so glad today that he stayed right there on that along with the cross. Oh, yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank him right now, Lord. I give you praise for your son, for your only begotten son. Oh, yes, Lord, he died right there. And they took him down, and they put his body in a brand new tomb, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. And on the Thursday morning, he got up out of that old grave. Oh, yes, in the name of Jesus. Father raised him up, brought him on up to heaven, and put him at his right hand, in the name of Jesus. Don't you know, he's on his way back. The same place he went up, it's the same place he's going to come down. In the name of Jesus, he's on his way back. Oh, yes, Lord, and I thank you today. I'm thanking you, Heavenly Father. I thank you today for sending him back. He's on his way back. In the name of Jesus, all this great falling away. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you now. I thank you, Lord. I thank you right now. I thank you for your word. Hallelujah. I give you praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That great falling away. Hallelujah. You better be looking for it. They're not just only going to leave the church. They're going to leave the faith. Oh, yes, Lord. I see them leaving the church now. That they're going to leave their faith. Oh, yes, and I'm going to be watching. He said, watch as well as pray. I want y'all to know, hallelujah, that I'm looking. I'm looking just like God say, watch him. Hallelujah. He said, watchmen, watch him. We are watchmen. We need to watch. In the name of Jesus, I just thank and praise God. I thank and praise God on today. I thank and praise God today. Hallelujah. Now we're going to go into our altar call. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. I give God praise. I worship him. I magnify him. Glory to God. I just thank God for his anointing. I thank God today. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. Thank you for this atmosphere right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I give you all the praise today. Oh, yes, Lord, I count it all joy. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise on today, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. I'm asking you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bless everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now. Everyone in radio land, huh? Oh, yes, my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you today. Oh, yes, Father. I give you praise today. I thank you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing, in the core of your glory cloud, fill this place and fill the radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, let your anointing fall right now. In the mighty, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, yes, Father. I give you praise today, Lord. We give you praise on this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who's listening, Lord, but you already know. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless whoever is listening to this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, even when they go in the archives, Lord, and to listen to it, I ask you to bless them right now in the mighty and powerful name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I give you, hallelujah, all of the praise. We give it to you, Father. We give you all of the glory. Oh, yes, Lord. We ask you right now, Lord, to let us down right now in the deep treasures of your wisdom and knowledge. We ask you for wisdom today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We need to know how to walk for you, Lord. We need to know how to talk for you, Lord. We need wisdom to know how to do the things that you called us to do. We need wisdom to know how to say it. We need wisdom and knowledge. Oh, yes, Lord. Divine wisdom and knowledge, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to cover us, Lord. Oh, yes, baptize us in the blood of Jesus. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus, just baptize us, Lord, in the mighty and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Shake some of this stuff loose from us, Lord. Oh, yes. Take some of it away, Lord. In the name of Jesus, got too much attached to us right now. In the name of Jesus, take some of this heavy burden off of us. In the mighty and powerful name of Jesus, we know you can and we know you will, Lord. In the name of Jesus, show us how to walk, Father. In your name, in the name of Jesus, show us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, send our angels, Lord, and let them show us, Lord, and let them lead us, Lord, and the Holy Ghost lead us. Only come on over me. In the name of Jesus, bless every family and every entire men and women in war. Bless Apostle Deans in his absence. Bless the wife driving on these roads, on the highways and the byways, Lord. Keep that van covered in the shed blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about it right now, in the name of Jesus, and everyone else that's traveling on, in the name of Jesus, on these highways and byways, keep them all covered, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm coming right now, Lord, and asking you to send some people, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. You told me to do what you asked me to do. You said for one to plant and the other one water, and you will do the increase. I'm asking you for an increase in your people, Lord, today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, because you called me to do this thing, Lord. This is a great work right here, in the name of Jesus. And we need help. Oh, yeah. And I'm counting it on you, Father, to do what you said you would do, Lord. I'm counting on you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm calling on you to do what you said you was going to do, in the name of Jesus. I love you today, Father. Lord, we need blessings, Lord. We need blessings, Lord. Bless us right here, Lord. Right where we at, Lord. Right in the place where we at. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for what you're going to do. Oh, yes, come up, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory today. And we give you praise, Heavenly Father. We give you glory, hallelujah, and we give you praise. And thank you for the stability, Lord. Thank you today for stability, Father. In the name of Jesus, you don't have to do what you do. Thank you for watching over our babies. Thank you now, hallelujah. Thank you now, hallelujah. Thank you now, hallelujah. Thank you now, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. My come be holy in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. The Lord said, stay encouraged. Hallelujah. I am encouraged, Father, in the name of Jesus. He says, stay encouraged and do the work that I called you to do. I am my come be the work of the church. Oh, yeah. My come be holy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, yes, keep on worshiping me. Keep on praising me. I don't care what you're looking at your eyes, but I know what I'm going to do. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. I got to keep on working while I stay, because night coming, but no man can work. Father, we ask you right now to let us be Abraham to witness to somebody that don't know nothing about him that's looking for Jesus. We need to be able to minister to somebody that don't know you in the point of their sins. Open doors so we can minister to your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Open doors, Lord, and we want to minister to your people, in the name of Jesus. We want to bring your people to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We want to give you glory, and we want to bring the people to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Make it possible, Father. Whew, hallelujah. Bless my family, in the name of Jesus. Bless every house, bless every street, bless every city, every state. Oh, yeah. In the name of Jesus that we reside in, Lord, keep it covered in the shed blood of Jesus. Father, we'll be careful to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name, we ask these things. And for your glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give God all praise today. We give him glory on today. We just thank God for an awesome worship service on today. He is so good, and I am so, so thankful to him on today, because sometimes, you know, the enemy try to make you feel all discouraged and this and that, but I tell you, I can't even hardly do it. You know, because God been so good to me. I just can't hardly do it because I know what he going to do. You know, I don't doubt God. I trust every way. And whatever he allows, you know, it's all right with me. I just tell you, I just thank God on today. So we're not going to hold you any longer. We thank and praise God for our worship service on today. And I love each one of you. And on tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Central, we'll have our Bible study. And we're in the book of Daniel right now, learning what the Holy Ghost is teaching us. So we just thank and praise God. And we just want to invite you to come. The number to call is area code 323-642-1493. That's 323-642-1493. We thank and praise God for each one of you in Radio Land. We're getting ready to dismiss. Father, we thank you now for your holy word. We thank you for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Father, I thank you for encouraging us on today. I thank you for being in the midst. You say, well, two or three are gathered. There you are in the midst. And I love you, Father. We love you today, and we bless your name. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. You all have a blessed day, and God bless you. We'll see you on tomorrow. Amen. God bless you.